Welcome to our broadcast. We're looking in Luke chapter 8. We'll begin in verse number 22. We're going to talk about the coming storm. Stay tuned. I'm reading in Luke chapter 8, beginning at 22, it says, "It came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples, and he said unto them, Let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep, and there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water, and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said unto them, Where is your faith? And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, What manner of man is this? For he commandeth even the wind and the water, and they obey him. And they arrived at the country of the Gadareans, which is over against Galilee." Now, I hope you have your Bible for these studies. You'll get a lot more out of it. If you have your Bible there and you're used to marking up your Bible, which is a very good idea, circle the phrase in verse number 22, "Let us go over unto the other side." Then down in verse number 26, circle the phrase, "They arrived." Then in verse number 23, circle the phrase, "A storm." And then in verse 25, circle, "Where is your faith?" Now, as we go down through this passage, first of all, we read that Jesus said, "Let us go over unto the other side." Now, if Jesus says they're going to the other side, they are going to the other side. Verse 26 says, "They arrived." But it tells us in verse 23, "A storm came." A storm came. Where do storms come from? Well, that's not hard to figure out. Psalm 107, verse number 25 says, "For he," that is God, "commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof." So, he knew before they left the shore that there was going to be a storm. He went to sleep. Now, if you study the other passages in the Gospels where this is recorded, you'll read that it says they put him in the ship. That is, Jesus was so physically exhausted that when he got into this boat, he fell asleep. He was so asleep that as the water began to come up around his feet and around his knees and later up around his chest, he's still sound asleep. No doubt these disciples are hollering and yelling and trying to figure out how to get this problem to go away. And they look, and here is the Lord sleeping. Well, they go to him, "Master, Master, we perish." Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and the raging of the water and the wind, ceased, and there was a calm. Now, if you study this in the other portions of Scripture where it talks about it in the other Gospels, he said, "O ye of little faith," here it's recorded, "Where is your faith?" And he sharply rebukes them for not having faith. Now, we've said before that sometimes, only five times, the word faith in the New Testament is referring to trusting God. Every other time you read it, 240 times, it refers to what you believe. Now, if you really believe, you'll trust. But they're two different words. And here the word is having to do with trust. Why don't you trust me? I said in verse number 22, we're going over to the other side. We read in verse number 26, they went over to the other side and they arrived at the other side. Now, the lesson here is that we should never doubt in the storm what God has told us in the sunshine. He said, we're going to the other side. Well, when the storms come, and some storms are coming, there's some storms coming, we are going to find out in the days ahead who are really Christians and who are Christianettes. We are losing our freedoms faster in the last couple of years than we have in the last 100 years. The storm's coming, and we're going to find out, where is your faith? We're going to find that out. You best have your faith grounded in the Word of God. Well, when we get to verse 27 down through verse 40, we have a very interesting story. I call it the maniac who became a missionary. It says in verse 27, and when they had got to the other side here, it says, and when he went forth to land, there met him a certain man, which had devils or demons long time, and wear no clothes, neither abode in any house, but in the tombs. Now we have a fellow who is obviously demon-possessed, and like today, demons influence people to go around half-naked. That's exactly what's happening here, only he's completely naked. He has no clothes. He's more at home with the dead. He's in the tombs. And it says here, when he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God, Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not. Now, the demons, right away, they know who Jesus is. The Pharisees, these religious hypocrites, they couldn't figure it out. But Jesus, the devil knew exactly who he was, thou Son of God. And he says, the demon says, I beseech thee, torment me not. Torment me not. Why did he say that? Well, verse 29, for he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For oft times it had caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and fetters, and he brake the bands and was driven of the devil into the wilderness. Jesus, in verse 30, asked him, saying, what is thy name? And he said, Legion, because many devils were entered into him. Now, a legion of soldiers was 6,000 soldiers. This fellow had thousands of demons within him. And it says they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. Well, it says, and there was there a herd of many swine feeding on the mountain, and they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them, and he suffered them. So it was the pigs or the pit. Don't send us to the pit. Now, they're going to end up in the bottomless pit. And it says here in other scriptures where we have this in the Gospels that it said, don't send us there before the time. Interesting. These demons are premillennial. They understand the timing of the Word of God and when they're going to the pit and so on. Anyway, it says here that there were many swine feeding. Now, if you look in Mark 5 and verse number 13, you'll find that it says there was about 2,000. So, was there 2,000 demons in this man? He said, we are legion because the devils had entered into him. Well, there was a lot, regardless of how many there was. Well, it says in verse 33, then went the devils out of the man and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the lake and were choked. Now, 2,000 pigs, they'd rather be dead than be demon-possessed. The pigs got more sense, I think, than some people. 2,000 pigs, now they're floating on the water. Can you get the picture here? Who's going to clean this mess up? 2,000 pigs dead, floating on the water. Well, in verse 34 says, when they that fed them saw what was done, they fled and went and told it in the city and in the country. They went everywhere telling what they'd seen. Well, yeah, it would certainly be the topic of our coffee breaks these days if something like that happened in our town. Well, 35, it says, then they went out to see what was done, and they came to Jesus and found the man out of whom the devils were departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, oh, look at this next word, clothed and in his right mind. Boy, we need to learn some lessons about being clothed. We have a complete course on our website. You can have it, download it free of charge on modesty. It would be a great idea for some of you to get that and listen to it. In any event, we find these came out here and they found them. They came and they found that the man was clothed and in his right mind. And then it says they were afraid. They were afraid? Yeah. And verse 36 says, they also which saw it told them by what means he had that was possessed of the devils was healed. Told them exactly how it all happened. Well, it goes on to say, then the whole multitude of the country of the Gadareans round about besought him to depart from them, for they were taken with great fear. Now, you would think, wow, you could help us a lot here in this area. We have a lot of demon possession. You could help us here. No, it says twice they were afraid, verse number 35, verse number 37, they were taken with great fear. Yeah, well, if you're not going to be right with God, you're going to be in great fear in the presence of God. There's no doubt about that. No different today than it was 2,000 years ago. So they said, get out of here. We don't want you around. How many people really want God around today? Do you want him around? Do you want him to travel with you in your car? Go everywhere with you what you're doing today? You want him there? Or would you say, could you kind of leave me alone here? Well, they said, go. So he went. It says in verse number 37, he went up into the ship and returned back again. Now, it says in verse 38, the man out of whom the devils were departed besought him that he might be with him. Wow. This will be a great campaign. We could take this guy along and he could just give his testimony and we could have a great campaign. That's not what Jesus said. Jesus sent him away, saying, verse 39, return to thine own house and show how great things God has done unto thee. And he went his way and published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done unto him. And it came to pass that when Jesus returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. Why? Because the one man who had been changed completely by the Lord went throughout the city and published what great things the Lord had done for him. That's what we ought to be doing today. Are you doing it?